CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 23rd of February 2020. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New distance record on the 122 gigs band. Repeater gateway and beacon NOV renewals. Ofcom consults on EMF exposure. Using low-power silicon chips with barely a milliwatt, an astonishing new world record of 139 kilometres has been achieved on the 122 gigahertz millimetre wave amateur band. The distance record set in the California mountains is particularly notable, as this frequency suffers from severe atmospheric losses due to an oxygen molecular resonance that add to significant conventional free space path losses. More info and video at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-122ghz. The RSGB would like to remind all holders of notices of variation for repeaters, gateways and beacons to ensure their content details are up to date. The three-year renewal season is underway, and there are a number of keepers who have changed their email addresses and so on and are not getting the reminders. It's illegal to operate any such service without a currently valid NOV, and they should be closed down if it expires. You can apply for an access code to change your details on the RSGB website. Please note that renewals also require sight of your personal license document renewed within the last 5 years to demonstrate you are still eligible to hold an NOV. You must renew with Ofcom at least every 5 years, and ETCC need proof that you've done so. Currently, the Ofcom system will only change the issue date on the license if you amend some detail. A simple solution to this is to add a space at the end of the first line of your address. This will generate a license with a new issue date. Ofcom has published a consultation document called Proposed Measures to Require Compliance with International Guidelines for Limited Exposure to Electromagnetic Fields, which can be read on the RSGB website. The RSGB is reviewing the document and will correspond to the consultation in due course. This weekend, members of Girl Guiding will have been participating in Thinking Day on the Air. This event is an opportunity for the youngest rainbow to the oldest Trefoil Guild member to talk to other members of the World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts all over the world via amateur radio. A list of known stations due to be on the air can be seen on the station list on the event website. That's guides-on-the-air.co.uk. Some advance news now. The RAFAC are pleased to announce that due to popular demand for the Blue Ham Radio Communications exercises, they have been able to program in three exercises for 2020. The first one will be during the weekend of the 7th and 8th of March. The organisers hope that many radio amateurs will join in. Details of the exchange of information to count as a QSO will be published in the Exercise Blue Ham website at alphacharlie.org.uk/exercise-blue-ham. Participants can claim a Blue Ham certificate if they contact 10 or more special MRE stations at call signs during the exercise. Details on the website. Venues and dates. The 2020 series of RSGB Train the Trainer courses can be found on the RSGB website. In order for the organisers to ensure that courses are run as cost-effectively as possible, they require between 20 and 25 candidates to attend each venue. To reserve a place on any of the courses, please email trainthetrainers@rsgb.org.uk with your name and telephone number. The first course will be in Telford on the 21st of March. It currently has only two places left. Following Telford will be Cardiff on the 18th of April. This course currently only has 5 candidates registered, so if you want to attend this event, please book as soon as possible. Details of other courses available are on the website. The MV Braveheart is at sea again, this time transporting the VP8PJ South Orkney de-expedition team to Cygne Island. You can follow the vessel's progress on the VP8PJ website, which is sorkney.com. Team members have been operating a ZL1NA/MM during their voyage, generating heavy pileups. VP8PJ is expected to commence operation on the 21st of February and continue until the 5th of March. Operation will be on CWSSB Ritty and FT8 Foxhound mode, except on 60 metres. The 5 MHz beacon GB3WES is in Westmorland IO84QN on 5.290 MHz will close down on the 11th of March when its NOV expires. The beacon began service on the 30th of October 2004. At the time, it was one of a chain of three UK 5 MHz propagation research beacons. The others were GB3RAL in Oxfordshire, already shut down, and GB3ORK in Orkney, which will be the sole remaining beacon after GB3WES shuts down. AMSAT reports that the pioneering AMSAT Oscar 85 CubeSat, also known as FOX-1A, has gone silent, having not been heard throughout the most recent period of full illumination. It's reasonable to believe the batteries have deteriorated to the point of no longer being able to power the transmitter. AO85 was conceived as the first AMSAT CubeSat and was launched on the 8th of October 2015. Provisional results of the IARU Region 1 UHF Microwave Contest and the Marconi Memorial VHFCW Contest are available on the IARU Region 1 website, www.iaru-rfigure1.org. Congratulations to G3CKR Portable in IO93AD, M2A in JO02ST, G4RGK in IO91ON, G5RS/A in IO91RH, G3XDY in JO02 Oscar Bravo, G3TCU in IO91QE, and GM4DIJ Portable in IO74MU, who are the highest placed UK stations in these contests. Now for details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today the 23rd in the Raynham Radio Rally takes place at the Victory Academy, Magpie Hall Road, Chatham in Kent, ME45JB. Doors open from 10 to 4 and admission is £3, with children attending free of charge. Talk will be on 145.550 MHz using GB4RRR. Local and national traders will be in attendance. The Bratz Interactive Zone for Kids will be available, as will the Bratz Junk Stand. Refreshments from the Bratz Kitchen. Contact 07825 838 877 if you need more information. Also today, the 23rd, is the Red Rose Winter Rally at St Joseph's Hall, Chapel Street, Lee, WN92 2PQ. Doors open at 11 a.m. There'll be trade stands, individual and club stands, as well as bring and buy. Details www.wmrc.co.uk. Next Sunday, the 1st of March, the Exeter Radio and Electronics Rally will be held in America Hall, La Rue Way, Pinot in Exeter, EX48PW. Doors open 10:30 a.m. 8:15 a.m. for disabled visitors and admission £2, with under 16s free. There'll be trade stands, bring and buy, and catering is available on site. Details from Pete, G3ZVI, 07714 198 374, or email g3zvi@yahoo.co.uk. Please send details of your rally event plans as soon as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We give you valuable publicity online in Radcom and on GB2RS. Now for DX News from the 425DX and other sources, the W8S, the expedition to Swains Island in the Pacific, set to take place in mid-March, has been postponed until autumn as a result of travel restrictions imposed on individuals entering American Samoa, stemming from the recent coronavirus outbreak. The Department of Health allows non-residents to enter American Samoa only via Hawaii after 14 days mandatory quarantine in Hawaii, and the de-expedition was unable to accommodate that requirement. Charles NK80, Oscar and Fred N8AX will be in Tasmania from the 24th of Feb until the 21st of March using the call sign 5H3DX and 5H3AX. They'll be mainly on CW, the possible some FT8 and PSK31 on 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL via NK8 Oscar. Tom AA9 Alpha will be active as PJ7 AA from St Martin, that's NA105, from the 29th of February to the 28th of March. He'll be operating CW, FT8, SSB, 80 to 10 metre bands, QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World Order Director AA9A. W1JXN-4 will be active holiday style from Gasparilla Island, NA069, from the 25th of February to the 4th of March. He'll be operating mainly CW on 40, 30 and 20 metre bands. YB8RWYE8XBNYE8XW and YF8XAT will be active as 718 X-ray from the Whiddy Islands OC145 and Mayu Island OC145 between the 21st and 29th of Feb. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or direct to WB8RW. Gildas FG-F6HMQ and Michel FG-F6GWV will be active as TO3Z from Guadeloupe, which is NA102, until the 8th of March, QSL via F6HMQ. Special event news: many Greenland and Denmark radio amateurs will be celebrating the 80th birthday of Her Majesty the Queen of Denmark in these two DXCC entities. Look for special event stations, OX8THM, OZ8THM, to be active on all bands until the 16th of April. QSL via OZ1ACB, OQRS, Special Royal Award will be available. See QRZ.com for more info. IO3RT and IO3AF are two special call signs for ARI Tien to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Arturo Ferran. I'll say that again, try again. Arturo Ferranian's epic flight from Rome to Tokyo. Look for activity on the 80 to 6 metre bands using SSB, CW and digital modes until the 31st of May, QSL via IQ3BM. 4UNR is the special call sign for the VIC Amateur Radio Contest DX Club to celebrate World Radio Day until the 29th of February. This activity counts as Austria for DXCC and for the Vienna International Centre for the CQDX Marathon, QSL via UA3DX, Director Bureau. Please send special event details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible to get your event publicised here on GB2RS, in Radcom and online. Contest news: the CQ160 meter DX contest ends its 48-hour run at 2200 UTC today, the 23rd, using SSB only. The Exchanger signal report, CQ Zone American stations send the state Canadians their province. The RAF contest is SSB only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, and ends its 36-hour run at 1800 UTC today, the 23rd. The Exchanger signal report serial number with French stations even sending their department numbers or overseas prefixes. Ending its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 23rd, the UK EI Contest Club DX Contest is CW only, 3.5 to 28 metre bands, megahertz bands, the Exchanger signal report and district code. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 19:30 to 22:30 UTC, using 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the Exchanger signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, the UK EI Contest Club 80 metre contest runs from 20:00 to 21:00 UTC, CW only. The Exchanger is your four-character locator. And on Thursday, the 80 metre club championship runs from 20:00 to 21:30 UTC, using CW only, the Exchanger's signal report and serial number. Now for radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The week got off to a good start with ARRL International DXCW contest. Contacts into the western US states from the UK, including California, Washington and Colorado, were all possible on 20. On Tuesday, the Earth was hit by a high-speed solar wind stream from a coronal hole, which sent the KP index to 4. The unsettled conditions continued before the KP index hit a hefty 5 in the early hours of Wednesday morning. There were reports of auroral contacts on the higher bands. Luckily, the disturbance tailed off on Thursday, with the KP index finally returning to settled levels. The solar flex index remained at 71 during this time, reflecting a lack of sunspots. Next week, NOAA predicts the sun will continue with a solar flux index of 71, with zero sunspots, although the new regions can occur at any time. The KP index is predicted to remain around 2 to 3, but with a rise to 4 around the 26th and 27th due to returning coronal hole. Interest in the VP8PJD expedition to South Orkney is beginning to rise at the time of writing. The Braveheart ship had just arrived and the station may be on the air sometime this weekend. This may be a difficult path, but rsgb.org/pre-predtest suggests that the best time for a short path contact may be through the night on 40 metres with a peak around 6 a.m. They may also be a long path opening around 8 a.m. to noon on 20 or 30 metres. Now for VHF and up propagation. I'm sure there were wires and beam elements flapping about in the winds last week, says the author. So now that we're all used to this, you should be able to cope with the coming week as well. It's looking very much like the unsettled weather continuing, with low pressure systems tracking across the far north of Britain, producing generally windy weather throughout and at times very windy weather, with gales likely again over the north. The upshot of all this leaves no sign of high pressure tropo propagation to speak of. It's again a case of rain scatter for the gigahertz band as the active rain-bearing weather fronts or squally showers pass by with little else to offer as a variation. The sun and moon are close to eclipse today, so sky noise will be very high. Once again, once today's event is over, it's quite low for the rest of the week, though. Moon declination is rising and goes positive again on Wednesday, meaning lengthening moon windows with the moon up during the day. This coincides with apogee, so path losses will be at their highest. Aside from EME and satellite operation, keep looking for random meteor scatter QSOs around dawn, when the Earth is rotating towards the main meteor flux, to keep the VHF DX coming. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me also. Until next week.